Welcome to Beaufort County This Week. Today is Friday, March 22nd, and this week in 1782, John C. Calhoun was born. I'm Matt Golden, and here are your top stories presented by BCTV. Attendees for the Beaufort County Disabilities and Special Need enjoyed a burger lunch. Residents in Yemisi are reeling after their only bank closed. And we've got some events to get you out and about. All this and more coming up on Beaufort County This Week. Beaufort County is a really popular destination for residents of this world. It's also a popular destination for residents of the supernatural world. Be sure to check out Sea Island Spirits, where BCTV's Cassie Hedden takes us on a journey about local spirits, haunts, legends, and other spooky things in Beaufort County. Find episodes of Sea Island Spirits on BCTV and on the BCTV YouTube channel. From the Island News, attendees from the Beaufort County Disabilities and Special Needs, Jasper County Disabilities and Special Needs Program for Exceptional People, Pockets Full of Sunshine, and Soar Special Recreation enjoyed a spread of burgers, snacks, and drinks accompanied by engaging activities such as cornhole games and interactive shark tooth sand pit, guided tours of the Maritime Center, and prizes during Beaufort Reynolds' second annual Burger Bash, held at the Port Royal Sound Maritime Center on Monday, March 11, 2024. Beaufort Reynolds employees, along with volunteers of various businesses and nonprofits, played a crucial role in the event's success. And to sweeten the day, Marie's Sweet Treat Ice Cream Truck generously contributed ice cream for everyone in attendance. From WSAV, residents in Yemisi are reeling after their only bank, Truist, closed for good, leaving the community without a local brick-and-mortar bank. Truist Bank, once relied upon for generations, has closed down, leaving many to wonder about the future of banking in their town. The closure of the sole bank in Yemisi, some are left to grapple with the question, what now? For years, the Truist Bank was nestled in the heart of Yemisi and served as the primary choice for banking needs. As more clients choose to bank with us digitally, we're closing 3.5% of our branches this month based off several factors including client behavior, branch traffic, and transaction volume. In response to our clients' evolving preferences, these decisions create additional opportunities for investment in our digital capabilities, a Truist Bank spokesperson told WSAB. From the Post and Courier, for weeks, Island residents have adamantly rallied against Beaufort County's new public ferry provider. They say a recent man-overboard incident is the latest example of inadequate service. Leanne Deshane had just embarked the Manatee 2 the afternoon of March 14th when she heard the man behind her step onto the boat's metal loading ramp and fall into the water. The ramp had collapsed like a trap door, she said, sending the passenger overboard. The man, whose identity has not been released, wasn't seriously injured. He held onto the edge of the boat as crew members and passengers tried but were unable to pull him aboard. Worried he was going to get crushed between the boat and the landing, he swam to open water with a life jacket and life ring. From there, another boat passing by towed him to a nearby dock where he was hoisted out of the water. And now, here are some events to get you out and about this weekend. Saturday from 11 to 5 at the Low Country Celebration Park on Hilton Head, you can come out and enjoy Beaufort County's best wings at the Hilton Head Wing Fest. We aren't just winging it anymore. After 27 years, we'd like to think we know what we're doing. Our key to success? Invite some of the best local restaurants, add some hand-picked bands, sprinkle in some kid activities, pour a little too much alcohol, and spark some semi-friendly competition. You can also come out to Old Town Bluffton for the Easter egg hunt. Hop, waddle, and run to Old Town for a celebration of Easter and the best Easter egg hunt around. Grab your hat, fluff your feathers, and meet us at the corner of Calhoun and Bridge Street. This begins at 9 a.m. and goes to 11 a.m. And for your movie lovers, Highway 21 Drive-In always has something going on. This weekend on Screen 1, it's Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, rated PG-13 at 7:15, and then at 10, it's Anyone But You, rated R. On Screen 2, it's Hot, rated PG at 7:45, and then Kung Fu Panda 4, rated PG at 9:15. And on Screen 3, it's Imaginary, rated PG-13 at 7:15, and then The Beekeeper, rated R at 9:30. Hopefully some of these events piqued your interest, and maybe I'll see you out and about this weekend. Have a fun and safe weekend, Beaufort County. As always, we'd like to ask you to check out our friends at Beaufort County Animal Services on their Facebook page, where you can find courtesy posts for missing pets, found pets, and pets you can adopt. First off, please help us find a home and rescue for this sweet girl. She was abandoned by her owners at a park and they moved out of state. She's a very dominant female and her playmates will have to be chosen carefully. She is affectionate with people though. Just a dominant player with other dogs, and we would not suggest any cats. If you're interested in meeting this sweet girl, please call 843-255-5010. And we weren't lying the other day about having a lot of dogs. Schedule a time to come out and meet one of these great dogs like Riley, Way, Tucker, Baynard, Bluebird, Noodle, Abba, and Mickey. Call 843-255-5010 to schedule a chance to meet your next forever friend. Thanks for listening to Beaufort County This Week. This podcast is a production of BCTV. To learn more about BCTV, head over to BeaufortCounty.tv. Matt Golden, Production Specialist. Chloe G, Social Media and Production Specialist. Cassie Head, Production Specialist. Tony Virgo, Director. All rights reserved.